12 different ways to say cool. This is awesome, Cameron thought to himself as he looked from his balcony at the sick ocean view in front of him. Just 1 week ago, he was living in a favela, in the ghetto, wondering if he would live until the end of the week. He couldn't believe how badass he was feeling now, chilling at the top of his bitchin' apartment in Rio de Janeiro. This view is the shit. He still couldn't believe his good luck. Why had I gotten so lucky? What did I do to deserve this? Why am I able to look at this rad view, while some of my friends are just selling dope, fighting for their survival? It all started with that killer photo Cameron had taken. He had gotten a phone call from a friend he hadn't heard from in years. Is this information legit? Can I really trust her? If what she says is wrong, all the savings I have would be gone. But if what she says is right, this could be the most wicked thing that had ever happened to me. In the above story, you can see many different synonyms for the word cool. Although all the italicized words above are synonyms for cool, they have slightly different meanings and contexts. If speaking like a native is important to you, then you must learn these different ways to say cool. The following is an excerpt from the ebook, 101 Words You'll Never Learn in School, that you can receive for free when you sign up for the Real Life English newsletter. The ebook also contains 4 more words for cool that are not mentioned in this article. Number 1. Awesome. You use awesome when you're extremely impressed with something. This is used in formal and in informal situations. It's very common. Here's an example. I met this beautiful girl the other day. Awesome! Do you like her? Number 2. Sweet. You use sweet when something is pleasing to you. This is a little informal. Here's an example. I did yoga for the first time yesterday. Sweet, good for you. Number 3. Killer. You use killer when referring to something excellent. This is very informal. This may be a hint at Western culture that the word killer is used in a good way. Here's an example. Dude, that party last night was killer. Number 4. Dope. You use dope when you like something. This is very informal. Dope can also mean drugs, but it is very commonly used by young people to express happiness. Here's some examples. I found $20 on the ground today. Dope, dude. I won a surfboard at the raffle. Are you serious? That's dope. Number 5. Chill. You use chill when something is calm and relaxing. Can also mean to meet up with someone. Some add-ons for chill include chill out, which is used to tell someone to calm down, or I'm chill, which means I don't want what you're offering. This is very informal. Chill can also mean to cool something down. Here are some examples. Hey man, you want to chill after I get off work? Yeah, I'll bring over some beer. Yeah, I got a job at this local yoga studio. Chill, bro. Why are you talking to my girlfriend? Chill out, dude. I don't mean any harm. Hey, bro, you want some beer? Nah, man, I'm chill. Number 6. Sick. You use sick to express enthusiasm. Variations include ill. This is very informal. The literal meanings of both sick and illness, are negative, but the slang versions are positive. Here's an example. Did you see that guy do a backflip? That was sick. Yeah, it was totally ill.